not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I had to say happy Wednesday today. I just got a text message from one of my favorite people, Miss Jill Metter from up Stillwater. She had some information she wanted to share with me. So anyway, happy Wednesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures. 83 degrees at Hollis. And Hollis, you're not the hot spot in the state. Actually, Oklahoma City's 85. Believe that. 79 at Cheyenne, home of that sacred weapon. 81 at Eric. 80 at Woodward. 76 at Lahoma. And what is that right there? Is that Putnam? Putnam, 82 degrees. You guys got some rain this morning. I went out to move the water about 5 o'clock this morning, and it was lightning like crazy up northeast of me where I live. So I checked the deal, and I don't know, it looks like 2, 3, 4, 5 tenths spread out from Leedy, Putnam, down through Arapahoe, over by Weatherford, all the way down into Grady County. So anyway, good job. 72 at Beaver and out here in the panhandle of Texas. 77 at Lipscomb, 81 at Miami, 82 at Dozier, Wellington, you're 83 and 82 degrees at Odell. All right, let's get see. We got, if Brandon's not loading cattle again today, we'll have him coming on here in the next segment here in about 5 or 10 minutes. Also, the burn ban in Oklahoma has been updated, and I want to share that with you. Harmon, Greer, Jackson, Tillman, Kiowa, Cotton, Comanche, Grady, and Caddo County. And those are the counties west of I-35 that are in the burn ban, countywide burn ban, each one of those counties. Harmon, Greer, Jackson, Tillman, Kiowa, Caddo, Comanche, Cotton, and Grady County. It's getting dry out there, so anyway. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of, you guys listen, agriculture. So my wife, being a school teacher, and she criticizes me a lot to help me. She's not being mean, I don't think. Anyway, she told me last night that I can't say it the way I say it. Well, I can pretty well say it however I want to. But if you guys like me saying agriculture better than agriculture, just let me know. Four syllables versus three. See, agriculture is part of my Jimbonics language. Agriculture is how you properly say it, but I'm not into that. So anyway, let's see what happened in our big world of agriculture. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading on concerns about adverse weather in the U.S. Southern Plains and parts of Brazil. Little or no rain has fallen in parts of southwestern Kansas, the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, and western Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service precipitation page. Just over half of Kansas, the biggest U.S. producer of winter wheat, was suffering from drought conditions as of last week, up from 46% 7 days earlier and 21% just 3 months ago, according to data from the U.S. Drought Monitor. About 61% of Oklahoma was seeing drought, up from 57% a week prior and 22% 3 months ago. Dry weather in parts of Argentina are threatening the country's wheat crop as adverse conditions are hitting at a critical growth stage, according to a statement from the Rosera Grain Exchange. More than 10% of the country's crop may be lost, and 72% of the growing areas are suffering from drought, up from what was that, 64% a week earlier. Wheat futures for December delivery rose 8 cents to 602.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures add 9 cents to 612.75. Corn futures gained 2.25 to 423 a bushel. Soybean futures were for November delivery rose 5.25 to $10.21.5 a bushel. Soy meal added 250 to 325.50 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.07 cents to 43.02 a pound. Wildfires have torched tens of thousands of acres in North Dakota, killing at least two people and leading them to emergency declarations in some county. Crews have been fighting several fires for days, and National Guard helicopters were brought in to help battle the blazes around the state, according to a statement from the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services. Williams County in the northwestern part of the state, on the border of Montana yesterday, declared a state of emergency. Wow, I used to work in that county. Said intense winds and expansive grass fires. A separate statement said more than 88,000 acres have burned in the county over the weekend. Governor Burgum, Ag Commissioner Doug, we're just going to go with this, Doug Gunnerin, and other state officials surveyed fires that were still burning earlier this week and met with firefighters in several towns, including Wellston, where I was working. Dry weather is expected to continue this week in much of North Dakota and western Minnesota, according to the National Weather Service. There's some people out there that's lost everything, and many that have lost a lot, so let's not forget about them. Amen. Hurricane Milton. Imagine that. Something in the news about Hurricane Milton is expected to make a landfall on the Florida Gulf Coast, the second major hurricane to hit in less than 2 weeks, bringing life-threatening weather to the area, according to the National Weather Service. Storm surges of more than 10 feet and deadly hurricane-force winds are expected as the storm is forecast to hit Florida late tonight. Milton remained a Category 5 hurricane. I checked while ago as a 4, but still 160-mile-an-hour winds. Anyway, with maximum sustained winds of around 160 with gusts up to over 200 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. Hurricane, storm surge, and flood warnings have been issued for most of that area. The whole state of Florida is in some kind of warning or watch from what I was seeing a while ago on the deal. So anyway, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update here real quick. Because you never know, Brandon and I can do a lot of talking. So let's see here. Yeah, is my wife listening? Excuse me. I had some listeners go, you can say it however you want to. There we go. I got my back. Thanks, Randy. Got my back. Here we go. Corn for December, 421, up a quarter. March, same thing. No, March is actually down a quarter at 438. Soybeans for November, 1023, up 7. January's up 5.5. Soybean meal, October, no, December, 323.40, up 40. January, 322.30, up 50. Soybean oil for December, 42.91, down 18. Hard red winter wheat, December, 607, up 3.25. March is 623, up 3. Let's see here. Nobody wants to hear about the cotton price. Sugar Daddy might not be listening today, so we won't talk about sugar. How about oil? West Texas type, November, 73.22, down 35, and natural gas is down again today for November at 264. Looks like the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ are all doing pretty good today. Let's see what the cattle are doing. Live cattle, October, 188.17. Down 30. December's 187.20, down 67. February's 188.12, down 82. Feeder cattle for November, 248.62, down 167. January, 245.87, down 157. Lean hogs, December, 75.40, down 177. There we have it. have all the good stuff there. Oh, so yesterday I was talking to you guys about if you wanted to make some donations, whether it's money or if it's a material or even your labor. That deal, that story coming out of Black Mountain, North Carolina, up on the Black Mountain where the Black Mountain foster camp was, is very warming. The 260 foster kids in this camp that was log cabins and stuff, ages 1 to 17. Well, anyway, so I got on Green America and checked out the website for to make sure how all that money would get distributed if money was donated. And we did get some money donated yesterday, about $750 from to me to put in that deal. So I checked out the website, and that yes, if you go to Green America's website, you will find up there in the search bar, there's, you know, there's a little search space there like it was on YouTube or anything else. Type in Helene there, and it'll take you to a separate deal where that money donated to Helene will go to this deal with Green Mountain. Or, I'm sorry, Green Mountain. I'm thinking Cooker. Black Mountain for those foster kids. So, yes, it's definite. Because that Green America, me and them might get along sometimes. We might not get along sometimes on what they do. But for this here, for those foster kids, there ain't no crap between me and Green America for them doing this. And Russell Hedrick, the farmer from North Carolina, his name is on that deal, and he's making sure all that money gets put to those kids there on the deal. And then again, before I go to break, TTS and CUD in Oklahoma City and in Elk City are taking donations. They don't want money donations. I'm sorry about yesterday. They don't want money donations. Go buy something. Sleeping bags, candles, tarps, boots, anything you want. Water, canned goods, diapers, whatever. If you've been camping, if you were living outside, you know what you need to live outside. Because that's basically what these people, they've been wiped out. I mean, that one whole town there by Asheville was just totally, it's gone. So anyway, they need everything they get, and up there in the mountains, the cold weather's coming in. So anyway, just bring material that you want to donate to that. And TTS out of Oklahoma City and here in Elk City and CUD Pressure Control, they're going to be running trucks up there. They're taking them to the National Guard so they can be distributed. So it's all a good deal. So appreciate any donations you can get. If you got any questions about any of that, you can call me or call TTS or CUD on that deal. Got any questions about the Green American deal with the foster kids? That's a simple deal. You can give me a buzz on that too. All right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. And when we come back, let's see if I can get Brandon away from loading trucks of cattle long enough to talk to him on the phone. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September the 27th. 1,732 head were sold, 6 head of steers at 456 brought 316, 15 at 526 brought 278, 10 at 559 brought 280, 13 at 567 brought 252, 11 at 633 brought 262, 16 at 712 brought 245, 4 at 736 brought 236, 4 head of heifers at 490 brought 244, 7 at 522 brought 240, 19 at 536 brought 253, 11 at 582 brought 232, 10 at 661 brought 239, butcher cows were 69 to 144, butcher bulls brought 113 to 155, bred cows were 1,575 to 2750, pairs brought 1,400 to 2850, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracts with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre tract with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Wow, I just opened up the text line and there's a lot of people on my side the way I pronounce agriculture. So here we go. First, let's do some weather out in the Texas Panhandle. And I do have Brandon on the phone, so that's a good thing. Childress, Texas, 86 degrees, 29% humidity, 50 on the dew point. The winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour. No rainfall, month-to-date precipitation. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature is 78 degrees. So, Brandon Hickey, big boss at Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Barnes is on the phone with me right now. So, I got a question for you.
Okay.
How do you pronounce agriculture?
Agriculture?
Oh, man. You just ruined it. That's four syllables. So, you're killing me. Anyway, how's Brandon doing today?
Oh, I have to mind my P's and Q's a little bit more. You know, I got that daughter in that ag communications class, you know, at Stillwater, getting her major in ag communications. So, you know, and I've been accused of rambling before, so I have to, you know, mind my P's and Q's a little bit more than I used to.
Well, you're no fun today. Anyway, okay. Well, let's start. I've got a case story for you when we're done. Woo, doggies. Anyway, so let's start at Elk City Friday. That was a good sale.
Yes, it was. It was lots of really good cattle. Lots of buyers there. Lots of interest. I mean, it was phenomenal. Just made for an easy day for me.
All right. See, what was a 1840 head? I had to open that up, see what it is. On the boy side, what stuck out? All of it?
Well, yeah, all of it. But I, you know, what was really phenomenal to me was the, you know, those 406-pound weaned steers at 362.50. That's a pretty nice little premium there for somebody who took the time to wean some. I mean, it was, you know, we're getting into that time of year where the where those weaning premiums really start to pick up. You know, the little bit. I've talked to some of the guys at the grow yards and whatnot, and they're, you know, as typical in October, they're starting to have some issues, starting to have a little trouble, having to doctor more and whatnot. And anytime that starts happening, boy, you start seeing those weaning premiums start increasing, and it's sure showing up big time on the boy cattle. The heifers always take a little bit longer for them to follow, seems like, but it's sure showing up big time on those boy cattle.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty good on 600 pounds, though. That's awesome. Yeah, because I was talking, I talked to you earlier today. You know, we've got a trailer load we're bringing in for the weaning sale there November 1st. But, you know, she asked me what they weigh, and I told her I thought they was somewhere between 7 and 750. And she said, "You're always over guessing." I said, "Not these. I mean, these things, man." I said, one of them bumped me the other day and bumped me over the pickup. Now, a 550-pounder won't do that. It'll just hurt me against the pickup. So, but they, anyway, so, yeah, that's great. What about on the girl side?
Girl side, again, starting to see, you know, a decent lean and premium on those as well. It showed up a little bit on Friday and then really started showing up on Monday. But you know, those 426-pound heifers up there at 280, and we did have some all black groups that was even higher than that. And you know, you get down there to the weaning premium on these, you know, 240 for a 600-pound heifer. You know, we had some pretty high unweaned ones at 230, 233, 233.5 for some unweaned ones and pretty fancy groups, but you're starting to see it'll just kind of keep continuing as we go through October. We get a little bit more of a weaning premium each week as we go forward.
I got you. One, the way I see this, when you sent me that text the other day on the sale here, I was kind of shocked, actually, because, I mean, the prices are good. Even if they were down a little bit, they'd still be really good compared to what we've been getting the last half a decade. But that, you know, with our flash drought going on right now and really the only wheat pasture going on anywhere, any forage winter pastures is where maybe irrigation's at. But, you know, they got some pretty nice little showers between Hydro and Putnam and Leedy overnight. So that's a good thing. And I know that's just one area, but, you know, if you think about it, that area from Leedy to Putnam to over there by Arapahoe and Custer City and Thomas down by Weatherford and stuff, that's a pretty big area for wheat pasture in that area.
Yeah, and you know, anywhere east of Elk City, you know, kind of from Elk City east, you get into a lot of grazing country, a lot of wheat pasture grazing country. Not as prominent, you know, west of Elk City, but Elk City east, there's just a lot of acres that people would be more than happy to put some cattle out on if they could get one more good rain, and hopefully several of them did. And, you know, and that's what, you know, this calf market has just been so good, and it's kept it propped up that they, you know, we've had a lot of northern buyers, and their cost of gains and the amount of feed that they have available has kept their cost of gains really down there, and so that's kept this calf market propped up better than what it probably could be for the wheat prospects that we've had so far this fall. But I just shake my head to think of what, you know, how high these things could possibly be if we'd had some, you know, normal precipitation and had literally had thousands of acres of wheat ready to be turned out on here in the next couple of 3 weeks. This calf market could just be incredibly, incredibly high. I mean, to me, it's high anyway, but it could just,
yeah,
man, it could just blow the roof off this thing.
So it looks like on the slaughters, they're right in there. Looks like the cows are down just a tad, but they're still a good price also. So yesterday you missed your appointment with me because you were unloading. I'm sorry. I told everybody he was loading trucks. He's unloading trucks. What were you unloading?
We was unloading the first three loads of the 175 bred cows and pairs that we're going to have on offer for this Friday. Aaron and I worked until about 11:30 last night, just me and her and our horses, and we got about 60 of those 175 paired up, and we're going back today here in just a little bit. The vet's going to be here and start through and aging and pregging those cows, but we should really have a nice offering of a 4 to 8 year old bred cows and pairs this week. And what really stuck out to me last night when we was pairing them and then pinning them is, man, we're going to have a really nice set of Red Angus pairs on those things, it looks like right now.
Right. And any idea what their age is?
Not yet. The vet, okay. Like I say, the vet's going to start on them here in about 2 hours going through them. But the cows should all be 4 to 8 years old on that deal. And so I'm just looking at those cows. I'm going to, those Red Angus cows we've got paired so far, sure look like to me they ought to be 4, 5, 6, 7 years old.
Well, that's good. So if somebody comes in, say, buys 20 pair, let's go with 10 pair. So if you buy 10 pair, you can go into the cafe and tell Kay that Jimmy said since you bought 10 pair that you get a hamburger free. You think that'll fly?
No. I'm just pretty positive that will not fly.
So before we get over to Western Oklahoma, let me tell you what I did to Kay Sunday at church.
That's fly. If that did fly, I'm pretty sure that you would have a large bill to cover at the end of Friday.
So she had her back turned at me at church, or to me. And anyway, church hadn't started. The countdown clock was going on the TV. So I snuck over there across the aisle, and she was, I don't know who she was gabbing at. But anyway, I gave her a big old kiss on the ear, and I ran. And the only reason why I did this is because I knew she wouldn't cuss me in church or do any domestic violence stuff going on. But she did act like she spit it out and puked.
So
I know what I get by with and what I can't. So I picked that opportunity in church where I wouldn't be called any bad names. So all right, let's head on down to east on I-40 towards Western Oklahoma. And man, that was that's one of your better sales in a while there.
Yeah. Had a nice calf offering, and then had a really big yearling offering. Kind of unusual for this time of year to get to that many feedlot ready, long winged yearling cattle, and the buyers come to get them too now.
I see that 248 head. I missed that.
Yeah. That was a big nice offering of steers that we had. We sell all in one pop, and then had a lot of other little small deals to come in and fill in around them. And yeah, it was just it was a phenomenal day, and had lots of good calves on offer and lots of good yearlings on offer to as well. So we rolled along, got along pretty good, went pretty good. The butcher cow and bull deal might have been just a shade softer than what it had been, but they maybe didn't have as good a quality. And yield as what we had times on those. So not as good on the high end on that deal, but that was probably more of a quality issue than it was price.
All right, so I'm guessing I'm gonna be dumb here, because I didn't see that until just now. So where is, I don't even know if I can pronounce this right. Hey, you're the one that's got your daughter critiquing you. You can figure this out. We're on the heifer side there was 70 head from where? Amorta? Is that right?
I think that's pronounced Amarita.
Amarita. There we go. All right. That makes better sense. Where's that at?
I that's what I knew you was fixing to ask me that, and I can't even tell you that. I talked to that gentleman's a caretaker on the phone all the time, and he's the one that consigns those cattle and gets them brought in and everything, and so I honestly don't even know
where
everything.
I'm bringing it up. Are you ready?
Ready.
It is, oh, crap, it's way up there. It is east of Burlington, Oklahoma, which is straight north of the Salt Plains National Refuge, Wildlife Refuge. How about that?
Yep.
It's way up there.
Yes, sir.
Amerita. That makes me, I don't know. And maybe that's why my wife's on my butt every day. Maybe you should sound it out. That wouldn't be no fun. So,
and when you go to talking about Oklahoma names, sounding it out does not usually work all that.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Okay, so yeah, but that was, I just did the calculation on that. 70 heifers weighing 672 brought 244.50. That was a nice paycheck.
Yeah.
And then Thomas, 65 head of heifers weighing 806. So yeah, you had some nice bunches over there Monday.
Yeah, we did. It's just a really nice feeder cattle run. It looked, you know, like I say, kind of somewhat unexpected this time of year to get that many feeder cattle, but we was glad to have them, and the buyers were darn sure glad we had them here, because I mean the competition was fierce for those feedlot ready cattle.
Right, and it is. So what do you see down the road? You see anything crazy going on?
You know, supply and demand ruling this thing. You know, it should stay steady to higher, you know, going forward. But man, we've got a lot of unknowns that's out there that you know, that are somewhat worrisome between the Israel Hezbollah deal and the election, and I mean that I guess Florida is just fixed, about to get hammered again from the opposite side with another huge hurricane, and so you know that all of that really shouldn't affect our cattle markets. But unfortunately, we have a lot of paper traders that you know, they're controlled by enthusiasm and or fear, and if they take a notion that one of these things is not going like they want, or like they, you know, like they're afraid it's going to or something, they can sure move this thing either direction pretty quickly, and it's usually overdone enthusiasm or overdone fear both times. Panic and they move it a lot further than what it probably ought to be moved most of the time, and so there's always that concern that numbers wise we're right where we have been. I mean, the packers have got the carcass weights increased more than what I would like to have seen. I was hoping that you know, we could stay more current and not get our carcass weight's as big as what we've got them, but they've managed to do that again, to put more beef into the pipelines off of each animal, and so that's going to kind of control our top end of this thing on the fat cattle, just because they're getting, you go to adding, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds to each carcass, that's a lot of meat to put in the pipelines, and you're killing 600,000 a week. That's a lot of pounds. So 600,000 a week, a lot of pounds that they're adding to it. But all of, I mean, I like the outlook going forward as far as from a supply and demand standpoint. But it's there. It is a little unnerving with a lot of the things that we can't control going on. And again, you know, truthfully, they shouldn't affect our markets that much. But like I say, we've got a lot of paper traders playing that Chicago mercantile, and they can sure move this thing. So I'm sure not wanting to own a bunch of these things right now without some sort of protection under them. You know, whether it be an LRP or a put or you know, a hedge or something. You know, that to kind of protect on my bottom side on this thing, just because of the unknowns that are out there.
Well, and you said two words that are not a good combination, and that's enthusiasm and fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good combination.
No, they, and anytime they get that, them paper traders get a hold of some of that. They always overdo it. You know, they somebody gets a hold of something that they think looks good, and they go to driving it up, and then everybody else jumps on board that they're doing it. It must be something what we're supposed to do too, and always overdo it to the top side and to the bottom side, either which way they decide to move it. So,
anything besides those ones that are come down from Mutual, those 175 pairs or cows that you started unloading yesterday, anything else coming up Friday or Monday that you want everybody to know about?
Yeah, I got a call just a little bit ago. A gentleman from Weatherford going to get rid of his Longhorn herd of cows, and so he's hauling them in here too just a little bit. They'll be mostly bred cows, a few pairs. Got a few other young pairs on a couple of small groups that are coming in for Friday, and then we'll have our normal really nice high-quality calf run as well. I've got one set of bred heifers coming in from Wheeler. They've got one of them has calved, and there's 12 that are getting close to calving, and so we'll have a little pair to show them what they look like when they get the babies on the ground, and then we'll sell 12 bred heifers behind them that somebody have an opportunity to buy 12 nice bred heifers that are due to start calving right away.
He's selling his Longhorns on Red River Shootout Week.
Mm-hmm.
Think there's mm-hmm. anything behind that?
You know, it could be. I honestly think this guy's probably a Cowboys fan, but he probably really don't care.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe he had some family or maybe his spouse influence in getting rid of him on the week of the shootout. Maybe they'll bring more money. Who knows?
Might do it.
So anyway, well,
he may have to scan the crowd for any sooner fans there. We sure don't need another dead Longhorn ending up on a college campus again somewhere.
I mean I've heard a lot on that story. I just want to know where they got that from, because it wasn't alive when they delivered it. But I'll see if the Cotton King, former Cattle King, may want to join me Friday over there, and we'll get everybody's attention with our typical Boomer Sooner. See if we can shut the auction down. So anyway, all right, Brandon, thanks for coming on today. Thanks for taking time. I'll let you get back to work, and if you need anything, you got my number.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great day.
You too. All right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, I'll have your ag weather update for Northwestern Oklahoma.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. It is time for fall cover crop seed. This is a critical step in the growing process. Remember, keep it covered, stop by SEI Agritech to get all your fall cover crop seed. In addition to that, we are now contracting winter cattle kits, another very important part of livestock management. Come see me. Let's get all your fall seed and your winter feed contracts done. All here at SEI Agritech in Elk City, located on South Randall.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. And you have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down. I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracts with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre tract with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Before I get to this weather for northwestern Oklahoma, I got enough time here. I have a free combo meal ticket to 66 to go out here in West Elk City on Route 66. Fries, burger, and drink. I'll take the third text if you can spell out how to pronounce agriculture. Agriculture or agriculture. Tell me how you spell it out. Put your little hyphens in there and all that stuff. Anyway, let's have a little fun. Send in your name also. If you want to play the game, I got a free combo meal coupon to go out here to Route 66. Man, I'm telling you, that's good food out there. It's clean, and it's just nice to be around. All right, let's check out your weather. I've picked the big town of Medford for your forecast. 85 degrees, 52 is your dew point. Humidity's 31. The winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour. Let's see here. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 74 degrees, sunset 7:03, 89 today, 59 tonight, and 84 tomorrow. And that's what we got going on there. All right, let's see here. La 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 la. I have an update on the infrastructure in Georgia for the peanuts. And I got a deal to tell you about from the for the cotton too. It's pretty bad on everything down there in Georgia and in the Tennessee in there. Georgia's peanut crop fared better than other commodities following the Hurricane Helene. However, the crop's infrastructure is what concerns Scott Monford, University of Georgia Extension peanut agronomist. We laid a bunch of on the ground. The wind didn't really blow them around that bad. We left most of them in the ground, and they're ready to come out. They're not going to lose that many as a result of that. We did lose quite a bit of tons because they were put in the trailers. They needed to get them dried, and then when we didn't have any electricity, some of those had to be thrown away. I think most of the effects we have seen have been all related to indirect hits. In fact, it's the fact that East Georgia, that they got to get those dryers online so they would get them dried. Not to mention that we got to be able to dump them. That's where our big things is right now, is the infrastructure. The industry says letting fields dry. If we field dry them, that works good for a couple hundred acres, but after that we got them too dry. Then where you start to get very brittle, those guys are going to start losing peanuts because they're too dry. If it rains amongst that, then you're going to knock a bunch more off. Indirectly, we could lose a bunch. We've got to get this crop in. Munford estimates that 10% of the crop was damaged directly. The number could spike if power is not restored to those affected areas as soon as possible. These indirects, if we can't get them fixed in the next 2 weeks, we could see 30 to 40% of the crop in East Georgia take a big hit. Approximately half of Georgia's peanut crop was adversely affected by Hurricane Helene when it moved through on September 26th and 27th. How about that? All right. Well, Brandon and I talked a few minutes later, so I'm going to go ahead and take another quick break. When we come back, another Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by the Homer Farm and Garden. And, man, I'm so happy to have my flashlight back that I bought from them down there that I found in the peanut field. Oh, my God, I can see everything. So, anyway, also, another two coons were moved to other premises last night. So 30 acres of peanuts. We've 40 coons. How about that? 30 acres, 40 coons in the last 65 days. That's a lot of coons, raccoons. We have a problem, Houston. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at everettwelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
He remembers his dad coming home from the rigs in the early 1980s with his coveralls covered in grease and oil. Then he followed his dad's footsteps into the oil field. He likes the work and appreciates what it's done for his family. But he likes something else a lot more. He and his wife have three grown kids who have kids of their own now. They love playing with those grandbabies. Soon, they'll see their grandkids all they want. Might even fix up the house and go on that Caribbean honeymoon they couldn't afford 35 years ago. When his family was young, he contacted some people who put a plan together for him. He and his wife sacrificed and worked the plan all these years. Their patience and persistence are about to pay off. Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, retirewithbaca.com, or 323-6800. All the work you're doing now should lead to something better someday.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for Mangum. 86, feels like 84, dew points 56, humidity's 36, the winds are out of the southeast at 13 with wind gusts up to 20, a little more breezier down there in Greer County. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79, sunset 7:11, 10% slight chance of thunderstorms today, 96 for a high, 10% chance tonight. And 62 for low and 93 and mostly sunny tomorrow. All right, I got a winner. I notified the winner but via text message. But there's really one good winner down there. I can tell with Jill and Kelsey, all you guys want this proper school and proper language. But anyway, this one has got me. And they didn't give their name out. Probably pretty good. Anyway, agriculture. It is spelled AGGA/CULCUR Agriculture. Yeah, that's exact. That's what you're supposed to say it. Not agriculture. So anyway, oh, I can't wait for the next word to come out of my wife's mouth on this deal. Anyway, so all right. So anyway, I notified the winner. They was the third person to text it in. So anyway, let's see here. I don't know if you guys watch the news much in the morning, but anyway. So starting this year, the weather alerts used to express the danger of cold air will change. The terms wind chill watch, wind chill warning will not be used anymore, according to the National Weather Service. Starting in the 24-25 winter season, the agency will be replaced with different ways to describe dangerous cold conditions. In other words, just putting a fear into people is what I'm thinking here. Cold weather spells that pose serious risk can now trigger three possible advisories: a cold weather advisory, an extreme cold watch, or an extreme cold warning. The new language will allow the National Weather Service to communicate that cold is dangerous with or without wind. The types of weather that will trigger these warnings depends on the location and time frame. In northern Iowa, for example, an extreme cold watch will be issued when it feels like minus 35 degrees Fahrenheit. It would turn into extreme cold weather watch warning if the threat is imminent and within the next 12 to 36 hours. Further south, where it's a bit warmer, the threshold is lower. The rest of the state will need to show signs of feeling like minus 30 degrees or colder, or to go to an extreme cold watch warning. A cold weather advisory, meanwhile, will make it feel like minus 25 degrees or colder. This way to complicate things anyway. So it doesn't even need to be below freezing for hypothermia to set in. It can also be happen when it's 60 degrees outside if you're not dressed properly. Oh my God. Anyway, so whatever. Anyway, so anyway, according to our agriculture secretary, Velsak, I think there's better odds that what is he saying about the farm bill? I think there's better odds than not that we get it done. He said in a White House conference, time is running out for Congress to agree on the new farm bill, now a year overdue, but a common sense, reasonable, practical package is still possible, said Ag Secretary Velsak on Tuesday, declaring himself an optimist. I think that there's better odds that we not then we get it done, he said. The reality is it has to got to be done before the end of the year, said the secretary. The Republican and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate Ag committees are engaged in discussions, which is a good sign. In Valsack's view, the major question has how large an increase with possible in-crop subsidy spending will it be? Progress on the farm bill has been deadlocked for months. The November 5th general elections could help resolve it by deciding which party will control Congress in 2018. For example, House Republicans conceded on their proposal for large SNAP cuts after the midterm elections gave Democrats a majority for the new session. The lame duck session approved the resulting agreement, and President Trump signed it into law in December. So, well, there you have it. Maybe not. Somebody check with Vegas, see what the odds are of them getting a farm bill this year. So I don't know. So anyway, so maybe they'll be under an extreme cold weather watch till then to get it. Why do they got to make weather sound so crazy? We all know tornadoes are deadly. We grew up with them. People grew up with hurricanes. The Spanish decided not to colonize Florida because they knew what hurricanes would do to it. So I don't know. And then this is an historical surge coming. They always throwing, I guess they're after ratings. Guess I'll just shut up. I mean, it's going to be bad. So anyway, you guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. God bless.
It's on.
It's on!
KECO.